Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God, from the books of Ezekiel and Revelation. Son of man, stand up and I will speak to you. As he spoke, the Spirit entered me and made me stand upon my feet. I heard him address me. Son of man, he said, I am sending you to the Israelites, a rebellious race who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have sinned against me down to this day. I am sending you to them, impudent and obstinate as they are, and you must tell them whatever the Eternal says, whether they will listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious folk. They shall learn that there is a prophet among them. Son of man, fear them not. Fear not what they say. Although they cut and wound you, these scorpions around you with their sting. Fear not what they say. Dread not their scowls, for they are a rebellious folk. Tell them what I say, whether they will listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious folk. Son of man, listen to what I say. Be not rebellious like this rebellious folk. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you. Then I looked, and there was a hand stretched out to me, holding a written scroll. He unrolled it before me, and it was written all over, outside as well as inside, with laments and dirges and woes. Son of man, he said, eat this scroll, then go speak to Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he made me eat the scroll, telling me, Son of man, swallow and digest the scroll that I am giving you. When I ate it, the scroll tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Son of man, he said to me, go to Israel and speak my words to them. It is to no people of a foreign tongue or a difficult language that you are sent, but to Israel. It is to no foreign nations whose language you could not understand. No, if I sent you to them, they would listen to you. But Israel will not listen to you, for they will not listen to me, defiant and stubborn as they are, every one of them. But I will make you as stubborn and as defiant. I will make your temper unyielding as adamant, harder than flint. Fear them not, dread not their scowls, for they are a rebellious folk. Son of man, he added, attend and listen to all I tell you. Then go to the exiles, to the members of your race, and tell them what the Eternal says, whether they will listen or refuse to listen. Then I saw another strong angel descend from heaven. He was clad in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face like the sun, his limbs like columns of fire, and a small scroll open in his hand. He set his right foot on the sea, his left upon the earth, and shouted aloud like a lion roaring. And at his shout the seven thunders gave voice. After the seven thunders had spoken, I was going to write it down. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write it. Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the earth raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it. There shall be no more delay in the days of the seventh angel's voice. When he now blows his blast, then shall the secret purpose of God be fulfilled, as he assured his servants the prophets. Then the voice I had heard from heaven again talked to me, saying, go and take the small scroll which lies open in the hand of the angel, who is standing on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel, saying, give me the small scroll. Take it, said he, and swallow it. It will taste sweet as honey, but it will be bitter to digest. I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and swallowed it. It did taste sweet like honey, but when I had eaten it, it was bitter to digest. Then I was told, you must prophesy again of many peoples and nations and languages and kings. You've been listening to the Word of God from the books of Ezekiel and Revelation.